Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Also, it's Plant a Flower Day. When was the last time you planted a flower? I did last year.
I kind of do. My wife puts out this bird seed for the birds, and then underneath there, it always grows a bunch of stupid flowers.
It's not the same.
It seems the same.
It's really kind of weird. They're like weeds. More so than flowers.
They're pretty weeds.
Yeah.
They have flowers on them.
Well, people say it helps if you talk to your flowers or plants and stuff like that. And, of course, they actually help you with your stress. I know I had like a motivational speech planned for my flowers and my plants. And so, you know, I gave them the motivational speech and all. It didn't work so much. They didn't grow so well. So I think I'll show them one of YouTube instructional motivational speeches. Maybe if I just set the YouTube up right there beside them, put it on my cell phone.
I don't think it's going to work.
You don't think?
Because I think part of the motivational speech is the carbon dioxide from your breath.
I don't think they listen because I watered mine yesterday. I'm like, would you die already? I'm tired of taking
care. Watered it.
Well, I felt bad. It was like slumped over.
I know.
It was slumped over, and if you water it, it pops back up.
It was dying like you wanted it to.
Those poor plants are like, please put me out of my misery.
Nah, you got another month.
Yeah.
Torturing plants.
And these plants were given to me.
Well, they say studies show being around plants and trees can make you feel less stressed. And I know you feel less stressed when you're between two trees and you got like a hammock tied to each side
until you try to get out.
Yeah, that hammock, that's kind of interesting.
I do think nature is relaxing.
Absolutely.
When you're out and you're just kind of in the woods and you're not really having anything important to do, it just kind of does make you feel less stressed.
Even the beach, I enjoy sitting there just listening to waves, and I've got that one friend that always has to have the music cranked up right beside us, and I'm like,
we've got the most natural, beautiful thing going right now.
Yeah,
I don't have anything about ocean because there's no plants by the ocean except those old weeds that you got to walk through, and you kind of...
That stuff's like protected seagrass. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
But you're not supposed to walk through them.
What?
The seagrass?
Not the dunes. Floating in water.
It's the stuff that grows out by the ocean.
Yeah, stuff's like protected. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like seaweed that's floating.
I'm saying it's not. No. I'm saying that's stressful when you kind of got to wade through that. And someone's made a path through it and it's all itchy hitting your legs and stuff.
Bless your heart.
Anyway, having plants can help you with your stressful life. So go ahead and buy some indoor plants. Now, I know, Tori, you're not great at keeping plants because we had one here in the studio that died. It's your
one. Oh, my gosh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, put it out of its misery.
Thank you.
After torturing it for a few weeks.
I was going to say, though, no plant in my house has helped with my stress level. Yeah. I just bought an orchid, and I was so excited, and it's already drooping.
Orchids are hard to keep alive.
That's so obnoxious.
And you don't want droopy orchids. If you got that, you need to go to the doctor. Yeah. Mine turn yellow sometimes, and I don't know what that is. Like the stalks of the green plants turn yellow. Am I giving them too much water or not enough water?
Sounds like kidneys.
Are you giving them plenty of water or not? Are you giving them lots of water?
I don't know, Tom. I mean, I ain't got time to keep up with how much water I've given a plant this
week.
You
probably haven't given it enough water.
But I do give it water. I give it maybe too much. Anyway, it don't matter. Honestly, you act like you are a herbivore specialist.
Don't call me that.
Yeah. What do they call the plant specialist?
A green thumb. I just say you got a green thumb.
Okay. But the researchers, they did some examining of people and their effect when they have indoor plants. And not only did the people in the rooms with plants self-report feeling less stressed, happier, and they say their stress hormone was also lower than those in the non-plant rooms, according to this research.
We need to plant a forest in here.
Fake news.
Well, I mean, honestly, Tom, you are not the most positive person. You think a plant can help that out?
Is that for the people who are taking care of the plant or just the people who are benefiting from it being in the room?
Just people, I think, benefiting from it being in the room. They just had plants in the room. Someone else is probably doing all the watering, the researchers and stuff like that. I get your point.
Yeah, in that case, I agree. If I have to take care of it, I'm going to be stressed.
Yeah, but it gives us oxygen, first of all. And it's a relaxing, it's like touching grass. It makes you feel more connected to the world instead of just concrete and steel everywhere.
Well, they call it horticultural therapy.
Wow, watch your language.
They say it involves caring for indoor plants to improve mood, motivation, stress levels, and feelings of self, I guess, efficiency.
Tori, what you can do is get some cactus. Because it's hard to kill a cactus.
I've done it.
I can't judge. I have too.
I didn't know they drooped.
Yeah.
They do. They droop just like everything else.
It's almost like they, like an orange or something or a lemon that goes bad in the fruit bowl. It's like it just starts to wither up.
Yep.
And it's almost like it's got wrinkles. You want to call and get some plastic surgery for your cacti?
Yeah. You think it would be able to survive considering it's basically acupuncture.
Well, the only thing it can't handle is too much water.
I honestly don't know that I ever watered it.
Okay, maybe that might be.
It lives in the desert.
Yeah, but they do get occasional water.
Well, they say you should start out with an easy plant if you don't have any plants to make you feel better, but some kind of easy plant such as a snake plant, they say.
Killed it.
A snake plant?
I have two in my house right now that are holding on for dear life.
What about a corn plant?
A what?
Corn plant.
Not corn.
Grow corn
it's in
a
the
corn
house?
Plant.
Well, that'd be good. Right in the corner of the house, you got a big old shuck of corn. Like, grab you some corn. Let's have dinner over here.
No, these are actual plants, and they're hard to kill, and they're actually kind of pretty.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Have you thought of plastic?
She'd kill those, too. I feel sorry for the plants in my house, too. Sometimes they got dust all over them. And so
they make a spray.
I know. Pledge.
No. No wonder you're killing your plants.
Okay.
But they smell great.
Yeah, they do. Smell like lemons.
It's got a little shine.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Today is March 12th, Girl Scout Day. Today, thank a Girl Scout for doing her duty. It's easy. Girl Scouts are everywhere. They're knocking at your door selling cookies, visiting your office selling cookies. They're selling cookies in front of the grocery store, the hardware store, the bank. They won't stop until every shelf in your house is filled with Thin Mints. Yes, thank you, Girl Scouts. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Girl Scouts. Tom, I know you've not given us a list yet.
Yeah.
For the Girl Scouts, because I depend on you each year to bring in your daughters. cookie list for us.
Yeah, about that. We're not going to be doing that this year.
No,
she's past that stage.
Oh, no.
So you'll need to find another pusher. But
I got to find a connection there, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, they're usually set up in front of a lot of grocery stores.
Well, right? Yeah. Like he just said, banks, grocery stores. Yeah.
There weren't any in the men's room. Yeah, that
wasn't on the list. Men's room,
That's a good one.
Outside the men's room might be a good place.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they are outside just restrooms in general, because everybody's got to go there. Hey, would you like to buy a box of cookies? Like, I'll get some on the way out.
Or I might get hungry while I'm in there.
Yeah, that might be good.
But I don't want cookies this year. I had a friend, she had these pickled flavored peanuts and some trail mix, and they're both Girl Scouts, and I don't know where you get those. That's what I want. I don't want cookies. I want the peanuts and the trail mix.
That sounds like the Wish version of Girl Scouts.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or like TikTok Girl Scouts.
Well, it's changed a lot, too. Now, I know that I had one Girl Scout, and she was videoing me. She says, would you like to buy some cookies, or would you like to crush the hopes and dreams of a sad little girl who cries on your front porch? I'm like, that's a good tactic to have.
Wow,
there.
She's top seller, I heard.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you know, when you are getting a box of Girl Scout cookies, they do come in a single serving, correct? The Girl Scout cookies?
You'll need to check the box
They're
for that.
They're getting smaller, I tell you.
No, he's saying he eats the whole box at once.
I know what
once.
He's saying, but
don't be knocking on Girl Scout cookies.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's
my daughter's
how
a Girl
feel.
Scout.
I want more cookies.
You know what? And they do have like the little credit card readers now. And I think they even have the tip screens. So you can tip.
Are you serious?
Well,
are you making this up?
You know what? If you can tip, you can tip the Girl Scouts. It's for a good cause.
If I'm tipping, I want my return in cookies.
The Girl Scouts do not ask for tips.
No. How much is a box of cookies?
I think it's $5 or $6.
Yeah. It used to be $3.
Well, they're inflation.
Well, I will say this. In the 1920s and 1930s, Girl Scouts in different parts of the country baked their own simple sugar cookies and sold them to raise money for their activities. So the Girl Scout cookies did not taste the same. It's depending on what their mom or their recipe was back then.
Which was fine, because it wasn't like it was some big organization. It was just like Girl Scouts are like, oh, we'll bake cookies to make money.
Yeah, but the first documented council-wide sale of commercially baked cookies took place in Philadelphia in 1934. It's when all the Girl Scouts, they band together and said, we're going to take over the world. The cookie world is what we're going to do.
We're going to fatten everybody up.
You guys say that, but they only offer them once a year for a brief period of time. They're not out there selling cookies all year long.
I've known people to buy 10 and 20 boxes during that time of year, so they have all year.
Yeah,
that's their problem. But the Girl Scouts aren't out there all year long sitting there going, hey, you want some more cookies? You want to get fat?
Pushers.
I am acknowledging them. I'm not bashing them at all. I want you to go out and buy some Girl Scout cookies. You know, here's some interesting cookie facts. So cookie cutters were created in the 1700s by early American tinsmith, whatever that was. But he saw the importance of cookies.
He was the person who made tin into things. The metal tin. A tinsmith.
Okay, and you got a blacksmith.
He made stuff like heavier metals, horseshoes and stuff.
So in the Middle East, chocolate chip cookies are eaten with a knife and a fork, and they have different toppings for their chocolate chips. So you can like just spread kind of icing or whatever you want to on it. But imagine eating your cookie with a knife and fork. That's a fancy way to do that.
Well, I think when you say Middle East, you're probably talking about like that one country where they're all riches, all get out.
Could be.
I don't think that's the case of, like, say, the Kurds or in Pakistan and stuff. But I would say that what is the big place, and I'm drawing a blank right now, the super ritzy Dubai?
Yeah, it could be.
I think Dubai is where they probably do that. And I think I would still imagine eating with a fork and knife if you get one of those mall cookies that's the size of a pizza.
For all the whole family. Americans consume about 2 billion cookies each year, which that means averages to be about 300 cookies a year each for us. You think you hit 300 cookies a year? I do, probably.
I don't eat a ton of cookies, so I would say I'm less.
A fresh batch of chocolate chip cookies are used to cover up smells and sell goods.
They put them in houses a lot when they're for sale.
They do. Yes. Also, like dentist offices, they'll cook up a batch
Which is so wrong. Just making their business more money. I like the cookies when they do fresh out of the oven and they're still soft. and hot.
All right, so they ranked the Girl Scout cookies for us. Thin Mints, number one, which surprised me. 34% of people said that. The Caramel or Caramel Delights, whichever way you want to say it.
That's the coconut one, right?
Yes.
Nope.
You got peanut butter patties, shortbread, lemonades, and then a peanut butter sandwich, which kind of gets confusing sometimes, and then Thanks a Lot and Trios.
That's some of those are my favorite Peanuts characters, too. Peppermint Patty, shortbread.
I didn't say Peppermint Patty, and shortbread I don't think was a character on the Peanuts.
I thought he played the piano.
But that's, what was his name?
Oh,
I forget.
Linus?
No, that was... I can't even think of it now. It starts with an S.
Shortbread.
No, it's not shortbread. Anyway, support the Girl Scouts. It's Girl Scout Day. Go buy yourself about four boxes of cookies.
Wah, 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 wah.
And here's a quarter after laughter about the Girl Scouts.
When I was in elementary school, I joined the Girl Scouts of America. Any former Girl Scouts? Oh, there we go. Honestly, I joined to get in on that cookie game they were running. That was a very sophisticated operation. I also wanted to be around little girls that like campfires and shoulder massages. I kept trying to get them to make shoulder massages a badge. They're like, no, you creepo. Now, my brothers, they were in the Boy Scouts, which was really intense. They would get dropped off on the top of a mountain with just an egg and a match. That's it. Their troop leader would be like, we'll see you in 3 days. Bring back an elk. They'd come home all exhausted and dirty. I'd be laying on the couch like, samesies. I get it. Girl Scouts is hard too. Do you know how hard it is to sell something everybody wants? People keep knocking on my door.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, we've seen a lot of cheating in sports. There's a lot of doping where they take medicines or drugs or steroids to make themselves stronger.
Yeah.
Or they get themselves fresh red blood cells so they can take more oxygen in.
Mm-hmm.
Those seem like they are they harm the sport, but they don't harm anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have things like going back to the Olympics when Tonya Harding basically took a pole to Nancy Kerrigan's knee and tried to take her out of the skating competition.
Yeah.
And that's pretty mafia-level stuff right there. You're taking the knee out of somebody else that's supposed to be performing against you.
And what does it tell you about our world when Tonya Harding's on all these, you know, B-rated reality shows? Have you seen her? Like, she's judging these B-rated shows.
Yep.
It's like she's successful for hitting somebody on the ankle.
Yeah.
What's going on?
But yes.
Yeah.
The whole thing is bizarre. And now there is a new controversy. I just watched this video. This is at a high school race where they were doing the relay race.
Yeah.
And so they're running as fast as they can with those batons, and they got to hand them off to the next person.
Right.
And as they come around the corner, this one girl just whacks the other girl on the head as hard as she can with the baton.
Oh, no.
I mean, it is blatant.
The opponent or
opponent.
The next? Oh, I was thinking maybe the one she was handing the baton off to wasn't paying attention.
No, see, now that would make sense. You might could argue that was an accident.
Yeah.
But she whacked her opponent in the head so hard that the opponent has a possible concussion.
Oh, no.
And they may have a fractured skull.
Are those not just like toilet paper rolls?
No, apparently they're made of metal or something.
What?
Oh my God.
You have to see this video. What makes particularly amazing is the girl who smacked the other one in the head says it was an accident. She's like,
oh my goodness.
Oh, my arms was just really swinging wild and it got stuck behind her head and I accidentally whacked her in the head. It does not look accidental at all.
Wow. Yeah.
It looks like she tried to hit her twice.
I mean, was this premeditated too? Was she like thinking, this is what I'm going to do on the race this Saturday? I'm going, if they're ahead, I'm going to hit the girl in the head.
It looks more like a beef because I think they were in second and third place by a pretty good shot anyway, so they weren't going to win the race.
Okay. She just frustrated.
But she just whacked this chick.
Why are those things made of metal?
I don't know. Maybe they never considered anyone would whack each other in the head with them.
I don't know if they're made of metal.
I mean, they could do like a plastic, like a child's toy kind of plastic.
Ball bat.
Well, let me Google that while
Was enough to give her a concussion.
Wow.
Might be wood, but it ain't something lightweight.
That's crazy. The craziest part of the whole story is the fact that that is not a lightweight material. That has blown my mind.
I don't care about her hitting the girl. I just can't believe what they're made of.
What amazes me is she has the guts to sit there and say, this was not on purpose. People are falsely accusing me.
Yeah.
This was an accident. Meanwhile, this girl's got a concussion, and she got knocked out of the race, and she's, I mean, who thinks while you're running your hardest in the race, you're like, I'm running, I'm in second place, whack, in the back of the head.
Yeah, I know. Well, relay race batons are typically made from a smooth, hollow, one-piece tube of aluminum alloy.
That's metal.
Wow. How much is that, like a heavy metal? It's not like lead or anything.
It's metal. She got hit in the head with a metal baton.
A fence post, maybe.
They say sometimes they're made of wood as well or other rigid material.
This one looks metal. Have you seen the video?
I just watched it, and I'm sorry, but her arms were not flailing before she raised it to hit her.
No, she looks like she went for a second shot, too.
Yeah, she was running normal, and then all of a sudden it went higher like she was about to...
It's kind of like when you're running towards somebody with throwing haymakers.
That's what she wants us to believe.
Yeah.
She wasn't doing that before that first raised up to hit her.
Yeah, it looked very intentional. And then she's real. I mean, imagine you do it and then you're like, all right, now I'm going to tell everyone it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to believe that, you know. And then what's crazy is some people will believe it. They're like, everyone's just beating her up, but it was an accident. And no one thinks that the poor girl's got a concussion right now who got taken out of the race and whatever. Now, her team did get disqualified for this, but the other girl screwed. She didn't get second place now because she was laying on the side of the track holding her head.
She should have pushed through with a concussion. Come on.
Just get up. I guess when everybody starts clapping, like, she did it. She went, on to finish the race.
No, that's so wrong.
But I can kind of see your point, though. You get grumpy when you're out there on the treadmill and it's the last few, minutes you got to go there. You just get grumpy,
Well, when I'm walking on the treadmill and see the guy running in front of me, I want to throw something at him, too.
Exactly. Yeah, you just get grumpy. Treadmills make you grumpy. Yeah. Running makes you grumpy.
You jerk, you're showing off.
Well, she says, I know my intentions, and I would never hit someone on purpose. Her parents are outraged by the backlash.
Oh, wow.
Of course. Yeah.
I didn't have to see a first video, second video, or 10th. I knew 100% she would never do that, according to Zakita Cost, Everett's mother.
I will say this probably, her whole life, the trajectory of it is ruined now because she might have gone to like Olympics or be this famous runner. And now she's going to have to worry about this all the rest of her life.
She's co-starring with Tonya Harding.
Exactly. On this B reality show. reality shows.
It's honestly, if you read this article, and I know we'll post it on Facebook.
Yes, we will.
This girl who hit the other one in the head is playing the victim.
Yeah.
She is literally talking about how now she's got to go and people are hating on her and they assume her character, calling her ghetto and racial slurs and giving her death threats, all of this off a 9-second video where I just lifted up this pole and hit her in the head a couple times.
Okay.
I may have added that last part.
I think you did, yes.
I would like to know if the girl that got hit is going to press charges.
Honestly, she should. To me, it looks like a straight up assault.
Or can she even speak?
I don't know if she's that bad off.
Bless her heart.
Someone just texted in and said she should have said she was trying to swat a bee.
Oh, yeah. You had a mosquito on your head.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.